Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the code and come out speaking fluent binary. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of tech jargon.
And I'm Jamie, here to ensure Alex doesn't leave us lost in that labyrinth with only a piece of code to guide us home. Today we're tackling a topic that sounds like it's straight out of a developer's daydream: mastering macOS automation with JavaScript.
That's right, Jamie. macOS has this cool feature called JavaScript for Automation, or JXA for short. It's like AppleScript got a modern makeover with JavaScript, allowing you to automate tasks on your Mac using a language many of us web developers already speak.
Hold up, Alex. You're telling me I can use my mediocre JavaScript skills to make my Mac do my bidding? Like automating boring tasks?
Exactly, Jamie. From automating Finder, Mail, and Safari to integrating with macOS shortcuts for some seriously slick workflows.
Sweet, but what's a JXA?
JXA stands for JavaScript for Automation. It lets you write scripts in JavaScript that control native apps and the operating system itself. Introduced back in OS X Yosemite, it's a bridge between the power of AppleScript and the popularity of JavaScript.
All right, bridge building with code. I dig it. So how does one get started with this sorcery?
First, you'd open the script editor on your Mac. It's tucked away in the utilities folder. Once you're there, you can start a new script file, set the language to JavaScript, and start scripting away. For example, a simple script to open your documents folder would look something like var finder equals application finder, finder.open/users.nsprocessinfo/processinfo.username/documents.
That sounds almost too easy. I'm suspicious. But what if I want to do something more complex, like, say, batch rename a bunch of files?
Ah, venturing into the realm of practical automation, I see. That's where JXA really shines. You can write a script that selects a folder, finds all files matching a pattern, like your PNG files, and renames them with a prefix or whatever you need.
And then I can use this to take over the world.
In the world of file management, yes. But it's not just about scripting. You can integrate these scripts with macOS shortcuts for even more power. Imagine triggering a script with a simple keyboard shortcut, or even a Siri command.
My laziness appreciates this on a spiritual level, but it sounds like this could get complex fast.
True, but that's the beauty of automation. You invest time up front to save a lot more time down the road. Plus, you'll need to handle permissions and security wisely, especially when accessing sensitive data or controlling apps.
Security, the party pooper of programming, but necessary, I suppose.
Absolutely. macOS enforces strict sandboxing and requires user consent for scripts to control apps. It's all part of keeping the system secure.
So I can't just write a script to send all your emails to me?
Nice try, Jamie. You'd need explicit permission for that. But this brings us to an essential point: testing and debugging. The script editor and command line tools are your friends here. And remember, JXA is single-threaded, so managing performance is key, especially for larger tasks.
Got it. No multi-threaded world domination plans then. But what if I hit a snag?
The script editor's console is great for debugging, and don't forget about logging. Sometimes the old console.log is the best tool you have. And for the really tricky bits, don't hesitate to wrap calls in try-catch blocks to gracefully handle errors.
Error handling, the superhero cape every developer needs but sometimes forgets in the laundry.
Precisely. And before we wrap up, remember that while JXA is powerful, it's not always the best tool for every job. For heavy computational tasks or complex asynchronous workflows, you might want to look into other options like Node.js or even Python.
Noted. Keep the right tool in the toolbox.
Well, I think my brain just automated its expansion. Thanks for the deep dive into macOS automation with JXA, Alex.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this automated adventure. Don't forget to experiment, secure your scripts, and automate responsibly.
And if you accidentally create a sentient AI that tries to take over your music playlist, don't blame us. Until next time, keep coding and stay nerdy.
This has been the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Catch you on the next bite.